This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And you can call in and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind here on this live Monday evening edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
And we have been, well, frankly, all across the board here on Free Talk Live this evening from... we were talking about mental illness and people's capacities to make decisions in the last hour. I think this is always an interesting topic. It's one that, you know, sort of innately we know that people can't, some people are mentally ill and can't make decisions, shouldn't be making decisions, shouldn't have complete autonomy. There are times when having, say, control of, financial control of your house, your car, your bank account, these sorts of things, it's really a pretty good thing, but there's other times when it's not such a great thing. You know, if you are making poor decisions and you have control over your car keys, and when you decide you're going to drive, you may very well end up killing somebody and really getting yourself in a whole heap of trouble because you can't make a good decision. And there, in many states, aren't good ways for friends and family to help with these sorts of things. You know, like I said, there's a friend of mine who's dealing with a mental illness. I'm not going to go into who it is or anything like that. There's no particular point. But it's tough. I mean, I've heard the stories, and it's a, you know, it's their mother. And, you know, this is the person who raised you, took care of you, who helped you make good decisions all through life, and then, you know, mental acuity begins to deteriorate. They decide for whatever reason to go off of the medication they were taking to help them make better decisions, and whammo bammo, you have somebody who's, you know, got all kinds of problems and is causing all kinds of difficulties for the family, and you can't do anything about it. 72-hour Baker Act, or, you know, being from Florida, I always call this a Baker Act. Involuntary commitment, mental illness commitment. That's 72 hours isn't going to get you anywhere. And it's a rough thing to turn a family member over to the state for these sort of situations. I mean, you know, there's no guarantee mom's going to come back, you know, whole and complete after something like that. Taking point, this story we were just finishing in the last hour where this young man, the police were called, and this young man who was having a bad trip on LSD. I'm not saying LSD should be legal, but he certainly shouldn't have been tortured to death by the police, and then the police aren't going to be held responsible for it. So, I mean, you know, how much more so are we going to see that with somebody who's mentally ill? There's the Kelly Thomas situation that went on in, oh, shoot, I don't even know the year, 2013, I think, maybe, where this mentally ill homeless guy is, you know, beaten to death by the police, calling for his father. That, you know, this the mantra of stop resisting, repeated over and over. You can see on the video, I mean, what does resistance mean? He's laying on the ground and writhing. Is that resistance?
Well, it's a thing cops scream so that they can then go have the onlookers testify in court. I heard the cops say to stop resisting. That's why they do it. They're trained to do that.
I get, yes, so it would seem. So I don't know. It's it isn't the easiest question in the world to answer on these things. And I feel for anybody who's dealing with mental illness issues. I don't think that the philosophies of liberty deal with it perfectly, but I can tell you that the philosophies of Democrats and Republicans don't deal with it at all. So,
you know, well, right, and the NAP doesn't necessarily...
That's the non-aggression principle.
...promote itself as a solution to that, whereas the state does. So I will fault the state for failing to solve a problem which it purports to solve. I won't really fault the non-aggression principle for failing to solve a problem that it does not purport to solve.
Well, I guess it's this. So if you're going to use force to restrain a, you know, like the state says, we are an organization that claims monopoly privilege and the use of violence in a given landmass, right? So they say, yeah, we can go ahead and restrain this crazy person. We can go ahead and use violence against this crazy person. You know, violence, restraint, whatever it might be. Hopefully they use the least amount necessary in a given circumstance. But what happens if the family decides to use that? Then you just have an assault. You see? In one case, you know, a crazy person can be tied up in a room and, you know, for their own protection. If it, the state does it, if a family does it, it's false imprisonment. It's a felony. What does somebody do in that circumstance? It's not easy. In the case of, that I was talking about a friend and their mother. Mother was put in involuntary commitment. And she's telling the people at the hospital all kinds of lies about the family. And the people at the hospital, for whatever reason, are choosing to believe these lies. Now, you'd think they deal with mentally ill people on a regular basis. They'd know that some level of manipulation is going to go on or whatever it might be. But, huh, it's pretty funny, you know. Wait, who's in the crazy house here? And, you know, I mean, you just have state agents deciding who they're going to believe in any given circumstance. It gets very, very difficult. You know, there has to be some police work done. Hey, look at the condition of this house or this car or whatever. You know, this is like a sane person's taking care of this.
Well, and I don't think that there's a good answer to it at all. And so when you add the state on top of that, it just makes it even worse than it already is. Because it's not good. It doesn't start out good. It's not like there's a perfect libertarian solution to this, and there's an exact IQ at which you were incompetent, and if you're above it, you're good, and if you're below it, we're going to make all your... Like, there's not that. So then to take an already messed up situation and then add the police or a highly regulated medical industry who's following what their malpractice insurance says more than what science says or any other thing that the state uses, then it's just going to stay bad and get worse.
Well, let me ask you this. So in this case, the mother of a friend is not taking her medication. If she took her medication twice a day, she would, within some amount of days, call it a couple of weeks, be back to some level of function. She'd be back to a level of functioning human, right? She's never going to be the sanest person in the world, but you know, I'm pretty sure I'm probably not either. So, this person did not feel free to use any level of force against his mother to get her to take her medicine, and she wouldn't do it. Whereas at this with this involuntary commitment, suddenly, hey, she's getting her medicine twice a day, and if she doesn't take it, some big helpful orderlies are going to hold her down and stick it right down her throat with a finger. And that might be a level of force that would be useful and appropriate. I'm just thinking. And, like, that can't be done as easily by people in the free world, the civilian level.
Well, in civilians in the current world or people in a free world?
I don't know. I mean, I'm listening for solutions here, Melanie. What I see is this lady needs to take her medicine, and she's not taking it, and she's not going to take it. It doesn't matter how much cajoling, talking, you can say, I'll do a tap dance right now if you take your medicine. Nothing will work. Lie, cheat, and steal to not take that medicine because she doesn't want to take it.
And I mean, every situation is different, and so I obviously don't have an answer to, like, this specific situation.
Sure.
This sounds to me more like a societal problem, though, than an individual problem per se, because a lot of people, like somebody just deciding not because there's side effects or not because it's not working or not because they snapped anyway and are kind of in an insane state when they decided to stop taking it. I mean, that sounds more like somebody who feels like there's something, quote, wrong with them if they have to be on drugs for mental illness. So
oh, yeah,
if we quit, well, yeah, but we don't really treat people who are taking mental medications the same way we treat people who are taking, like, heart medication or blood pressure medication or something like that. And if we did, I think a lot more of them would be willing to take it.
855-450-FREE. Got a solution? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
The three most important things you can do for Free Talk Live are, one, share one episode a week on Facebook or in some other social networking site. Two, buy the things you buy online through shop.freetalklive.com. Three, give $5 a month to the AMP program. It's my firm belief that Free Talk Live's AMP program is the best use of your charitable dollar among liberty-oriented organizations. Support all the organizations you love. But make sure you give $5 a month to AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
How'd you like to get to try the best pillow you'll ever use? Risk-free for 60 days. I'm talking about MyPillow. It's designed to fit the shape of your body, to hold your neck in the proper position. And I've been using it for a couple of years now. It's the best pillow I've ever had. It really is the best pillow I've ever had. Unlike a regular pillow that has collected a lot of dead skin and dirt over the years, you can wash MyPillow, and it's still going to be usable. Can't do that with a down pillow. Can't do that with the latex pillow I used to have. Can't do that with the Tempur-Pedic pillow I used to have. Although you could take off the zip-off cover, but then, you know, what about the stuff that gets through there? Can't wash it, but you can wash a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use coupon code FTL, get your MyPillow at half price. If you've got neck and back problems, it could just be your pillow. And it certainly solves some problems for me. MyPillow.com. If you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. You get a second pillow free of charge. Use coupon code FTL to get your second pillow. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last for 10 years. MyPillow.com. Let's go to the phones. Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So our city wants to run the panhandlers out of all of our intersections.
The what?
Panhandlers, you know, they panhandle.
Uh-huh, panhandlers, yeah. It's a, it is a freedom of speech, constitutional right to stand in the median and ask for money.
Well, not necessarily to stand in the median.
That's where they just stand.
All over the place. I mean, yep. We only have like 5,000 homeless people. They stand in the median. They stand on the sidewalk. They hold a sign. And what the reason is that they claim that they're the cause of many of the accidents. Because they have to, you know, slow down and pull, I mean, down the windows, the hand of money, the car behind wants to turn a right or a left. So that's what the reason that they're using.
Okay.
So then all this paneling is causing all of our accidents in our intersections.
Well, I don't know that it's causing all the accidents in the intersection, but it is causing some accidents. I would say that to me, I'd say that has to be true. If somebody's trying to hand money to, you know, somebody else and somebody's not paying attention, and, you know, these things can happen. You're adding another variable to a chaotic situation. You're going to have accidents. I'm against panhandlers being in the road to the point that when I'm dealing with them, I will often just get into a staring game with them because I just find it. I'm disgusted. To be quite honest, remember, I give a relatively large donation once a year to the local homeless shelter, 100nights.org, because I want to help people who are homeless. But if somebody wants to go on the side of the road and ask for money because they don't want to get a regular job, I don't have anything. Those aren't homeless people. Those are bums.
Well, you know what? I used to panhandle myself, but the thing is that New Mexico is a panhandle state. The city never goes anywhere because the Supreme Court went to our state Supreme Court, and it has always been bombed. So this is a poor state that people are entitled to panhandle. That's what
they're not necessarily entitled. So. The free speech issue, you can't tell them not to say things, and asking for money is saying a thing, and that's been upheld. But you can make a rule that says nobody is allowed to stand in the middle of the road for any purpose. We're not discriminating against the content of your speech. We're saying you can't be here, period, and you are allowed to... You only have free speech in areas where you're allowed to be, and you're not allowed to be in the median.
But I guess you could be there for a minute.
City, well, the thing is, our city, they can try all they want to. It's always been a bomb when it comes to state Supreme Court because we have these judges that are bleeding heart. And the ACLU, they have lawyers that represent the panhandlers, and they always get bombed. So my thing is, why do they even bother trying to pass anything? Because it has always failed over and over again in our state.
Well, I mean, because they have the people who are there trying to work and be productive who are annoyed, and so they're trying to get elected, and they're like, okay, I'll make this illegal, even though I know it's not going to be upheld. And maybe it does some good for a little bit of time. You know, maybe they arrest people for running in front of traffic for 3 weeks, and then the Supreme Court says, you can't do that anymore. And then they wait a year, and they do it again for, you know, a month, and it's like, stop it. And nothing, they don't have any consequences for enforcing it for a little while, probably they don't, so they figure they might as well.
So, Melanie, thank you for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. This homeless situation, it's not like I have never given money to, you know, somebody who's on the streets. I have. I have found people, usually when I'm in Las Vegas, I'll find people who are, like, sleeping in little alcoves and areas and stuff like that. And if you're, you know, clearly sleeping in, like, the middle of the day and you look like a real mess or whatever, they're not panhandling, they're not professional bums, they're a mess is what these people are. You know, I don't have a problem with giving them a few bucks or whatever. If somebody's in the middle of the road, then they're taking this on as an occupation, as far as I'm concerned, and I have a real problem with that. I don't advocate for this. I guess, what is, you know, what's the problem, what's the solution when it comes to, you know, homeless people? Should I just ignore them all the time? Should I just support organizations that intend to help them? I truly believe anybody who's giving money to somebody who's in the road, you're A, lazy, because you didn't bother going and finding your own bum. You had to get one that was delivered to you in the middle of the street. And B, you're just fostering people who are unproductive.
Yeah, and I typically tend to be more aggravated at the enablers than at the people who have whatever other issue going on, right, it may be. And I kind of won't give money to people who are panhandling just on principle. I don't care where they are. I don't see what it... And part of it is because I just don't see what it accomplishes to give $5 to somebody who has no job, no job skills, no place to live, no, like... I'm not sure what that actually accomplishes in the long term, and partly because I just kind of have, I don't know, like a lack of sympathy or something. I
think that for me, I don't like it when people ask. So I think this was inculcated from my dad, who... Whenever I'd want to get candy at the store whenever we went to the store or something like that, and I'd ask, and he'd be like, no, if you don't ask, then you can have it. And I don't know why. This is a stupid system. But, you know, just essentially being asked frustrates me. But, I mean, the times that I have given money, it's rare, but I think it's the only two times I can think of, it was in Las Vegas, and it was basically in the same little alcove where, you know, different people were sleeping, and it wasn't $5. It was more like 50. You know, with the intention that maybe they could do something with this amount of money to solve some problem they have. Probably the lack of liquor. I'm not entirely sure. 855-450-3733.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the number, if you wish to call in. We were discussing in the last segment homelessness, and this is a question that it's difficult to seem compassionate if you're providing answers.
If you care about seeming compassionate, I don't have that problem.
Right, I understand. If you doesn't seem to be something you're plagued with. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Melanie, before we get into it, I want to talk to you real quick about your business at tax.freetalklive.com. You've got a bookkeeping business, and you do tax returns for people. So right now is basically bookkeeping time, right?
Right. So some people need books kind of kept all year long. They might get something on a monthly basis or something like that.
Small business people types.
Yeah.
And the wealthy, I suppose.
Yeah, depending on what you need to know and what you need as far as quarterly statements or payroll statements or anything like that. People who either have small businesses or something kind of complicated going on with either investments or if they need to decide how much to put in an IRA or something like that. IRAs can be done until the 15th, but any kind of end-of-year decisions, they would want to have some bookkeeping done now. Bookkeeping done right really is just tax planning. Most people
right.
can tell the difference between income and expenses and add and subtract. What you want a bookkeeper for is to kind of say, okay, well, before December 31st, make this purchase, or don't make it. Wait until the January 1st, or put money in this investment account, or sell or don't sell these stocks. Stuff like that, so that you can have the least money possible stolen from you at the beginning of the next year.
Yeah, if you've got a small business or, you know, you've got some money, I guess, and you need to, you know, track the investments and that sort of thing, please go to tax.freetalklive.com. I think that your unique selling proposition, Melanie, is that you're a libertarian and you really dislike giving money to the government, and you're going to tell people the legal ways to go about doing things, obviously, but you're not going to err on the side of the government as many people who do this sort of work seem to.
Right, yeah, I'm not doing you any good if you end up in jail, obviously, and whatever horrible money decisions some people may or may not make, it's not as horrible as the bombs that the feds are going to buy with the same money, so...
Yeah, there's always, you know, the advice Melanie gives about how to better spend your money, too, over at tax.freetalklive.com. And, you know, people, in many cases, are homeless because they don't make good decisions on how to spend their money. And one might ask, are you helping them to make better decisions by simply
just giving them more money?
Them
and
free
I think
money?
Absolutely not. I am really, really against just enabling people. And there are certain, I'm talking about healthy adults, which is most of the people who I see standing on the side of the road anyway. I'm not talking about people with stage 4 cancer, and I'm not talking about 15-year-olds. I'm talking about healthy adults. If you're in that position, and you live in the States, and you're legal, you did something horribly wrong, and you kept doing it. So throwing resources at something that just keeps wasting resources doesn't seem like the best use of resources to me.
Yeah, I often, so the local soup kitchen here apparently is one, so I hear, I don't know, I haven't seen this stuff, I haven't done a great deal of research. Let's presume it's true, because somewhere, someone's handing out awards to soup kitchens. But this, you know, and it's not a soup kitchen, I mean, this is a dining hall that provides meals to, you know, people who need it. But it's received awards of some sort or another. And if you make something good enough, let's say it's a 5-star soup kitchen, you're going to have more and more people just presume to cease going, making meals at home, to going out to restaurants, and they're going to go to this establishment and pay less to nothing for meals, and just because. So is it doing the homeless society or whomever any favors by making the social safety net, putting more and more pillows on the social safety net? You know, I got no problem with putting subsistence level food out there, but I can tell you this, as a pig farmer, I get food from the local soup kitchens, or excuse me, local food shelves, the free food that in many cases businesses just give away to the poor. I know what gets thrown away from there. And food does get thrown away from these places. Artisan breads and vegetables. I get a lot of that. Why aren't poor people eating these things? Well, I would say because they're just, you know, it's just a series of bad decisions. And they're making more and more bad decisions. You can't tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing. As a pig farmer, I know what I'm seeing.
Yeah, I mean, it used to really annoy me when I was a cashier and I was working, obviously. And people would come in with food stamps who had, you know, $1,000-plus, not limits, but $1,000-plus deposits onto their food stamps because the amount they had left would put out on the receipt. And they were buying lobster and steak and name brand macaroni and just ridiculous levels of food. And it's like, I'm not eating anywhere near this well. But because they decided to go out and have the 8 kids that you would have to get $1,000 in food stamps, whatever you incentivize is what most people are going to do. So if you make producing poverty level income to be really comfortable, that's where people are going to hang out.
Some. I mean, not everybody's going to follow those incentives because there are incentives to, you know, do well too. But
they kind of have that cliff though. It's kind of like, you know, if you get an F on the test, we'll reward you. If you get 100, we'll reward you. If you get a B, like, well, you know, you're worse off than if you got an F.
Right. There's this B and C, right? There's this chasm between sort of, you know, doing bad and doing well, and getting across that shouldn't be hard. That's a bad system if you're rewarding incompetence.
Well, it's the system that's exactly what it's designed to do. Like, when I was working at restaurants, there were lots of people who turned down raises – because the raise that they got would be less than the benefits that they were going to lose.
Right.
And that was a regular thing that happened often.
Right.
So that's how it's set up. That's it's intended to keep people non-productive. And so rewarding people for being non-productive even more, like, no, it should hurt to, if you're producing less than you're consuming, that means you're pulling resources away from other people. Whether you're pulling them away through force by using the state, or whether you're pulling them away from enablers by, you know, trading food for good feels, the result's really not that much different. Producing less than you're consuming as a healthy adult should hurt.
Right, it should hurt. It should be painful. It should be difficult. That way you're incentivized to do better. I'm not saying that there aren't people out there that simply can't do better, right? Like there's, people who are sufficiently mentally ill. There are people who are, you know, physically ill to the point that they can't do things. Whatever. But I've met a lot of people with physical disabilities that are darn productive. So how do you justify that? And it's very difficult to justify.
What if we quit subsidizing people's unproductiveness, laziness, and or stupidity, then we would have plenty of resources left to kind of help the deserving poor,
right,
or whatever
then
you want to call
them. A filter, right? Like what you need is you need a filter for figuring out who's being true and who's being, who's faking it, right? And whatever level of fake. Faking's not the right term because liberals will always trot out, well, there's almost no fraud in this particular welfare program.
It doesn't have to be. You just go keep getting knocked up a bunch of times and they just keep giving you
but
stuff.
But that's fraud. You know, like, that's, you know, like, if
that's,
you're...
That's fraud. That's what the rules are.
Right. Well, the problem is, you know, with the rules and, you know, who's to say whether somebody can or can't work? I knew a guy who was on disability who absolutely could work. It's ridiculous. And, you know, then he did, and then he wanted to get back on disability.
Most of the people I knew in disability absolutely could work. I knew because they worked under the table.
Yeah, they were working. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live. We've got a program there where you can get benefits, bonuses. You like Free Talk Live? Well, we'll give you extra Free Talk Live stuff. And all you have to do is support us. $5 a month. You're talking about the cost of like one of those fancy cups of coffee that you waste money on a regular basis. If you just... put us on auto pay there at amp.freetalklive.com. You get the benefits and you don't have to think about it. $5 isn't going to break anybody. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and support us. We just have a little bit further to go to get to the point in the month where we're providing one free after show per month. And that's to the amplifiers only. So if you want to get that after show, you need to be an amplifier. amp.freetalklive.com. Melanie, there's this story. I'm amused by it generally, but it's a pretty tragic story. Cop shoots an Ohio journalist at a traffic stop after confusing a camera for a tripod. Cop shot an Ohio news photographer after confusing his camera and tripod for a weapon. Did he think he was setting up like a 50 cal or something? The Clark County Sheriff's Office deputy shot New Carlisle News photographer Andy Grimm in the side as he unloaded a tripod from his vehicle to snap pictures of a traffic stop at around 10 p.m. Monday. Without warning, the deputy opened fire as Grimm was setting up the tripod. The photographer said he and the deputy know each other. I turned around from the Jeep, and it seemed like an instant. I heard pop, pop. Graham told the Daily News from his hospital bed. One bullet struck him in the chest, and Graham said another may have grazed his shoulder. The officer that wounded the cameraman rushed over to help, repeatedly saying, "I thought it was a gun." Now that I'm okay, I'm not so much mad, but when I was on the ground and in the back of the ambulance, I was kind of angry at him.
He's not angry at the guy who shot him for having a camera who can't tell the difference between a news camera and the... firearm.
I think that this officer probably legitimately thought this was a gun. But I'd like to remind everybody in the world that isn't sufficient. That isn't good enough. First, if you or I said it, if I was walking down the street with my, with a concealed carry, I don't have a concealed carry, but if I did, and if I was stupid enough to admit it on national radio, and, I just decided to shoot somebody because I think they have a gun, that is not a responsive defense. Standing in front of the jury, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, yes, I killed a friend of mine because I thought they had a gun. That's not going to fly. Secondly, there are nations all around the world all in Europe, Canada, you know, these industrialized nations, where the police don't shoot people at nearly the rate, a tenth of the rate, a 20th of the rate that they do here in the United States. Part of the reason is the police department wouldn't put up with this. You wouldn't just be fired. You'd be under a mental health examination. You would have your freedom restricted. But here, all a police officer has to do is say, I felt threatened. What if he did have a gun? In Ohio, open carry is legal. It's not legal for him to have shot him, even if he did have a gun. Now, I understand the photographer. This is his friend, and he's not angry with him. You know, I mean, if a friend accidentally shot me, I hope that I'd be able to find forgiveness in my heart.
Well, I guess part of my problem might be I can't fully comprehend being friends with a cop, so that's kind of like a non-concept
to me. That's
how
you are.
He's still just a cop and not this guy's friend.
Well, I've met lots of police officers that are, you know, nice people doing their best and all that stuff. As a firefighter, I run across these guys on a regular basis, but I hope I can hold them to the standard that I feel like they should hold themselves.
To just not randomly shoot people?
That is the first step. Right?
I mean, like, that's kind of basic, like, that's, like, more basic than just the nap, right? Like, the nap says you can't commit any aggression, but just to have even below that just the standard of don't randomly shoot people. Just can we follow just at least that?
That's like a new lower level than the nap, yeah, with the non-aggression principle. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know that there's people out there defending this. It was an accident.
So if I was, like, filming for Freekeen or something, and one of my friends happens to be there and thought that my camera was a gun and shot me, I think I'd be pretty mad. Like, even if it was, like, you know, even if one of my friends did this and it was like a regular person and not a cop, yeah, I think I'd still be mad if they just shot me.
Yeah, I applaud this man's you know, willingness to forgive his friend. I'm for that.
See, I don't, because we don't need to be doing that.
Well, okay.
Even if it's not a cop, like, you don't, we don't need to be, because, you know, social support is a type of enabling, right? It's the same thing as giving, you know, the Marriott to sleep in to the homeless people or whatever. I don't know if that's a national train. It's a really fancy hotel.
Yeah, Marriott's a national.
Okay, yeah. So international. You're still giving them something.
You don't want to reward bad behavior.
Yeah, you don't want to reward, even if it's not a cop. So forget the fact that it's a cop. You don't want to be friends with somebody who randomly shoots people. You don't want to give them that, because, like, friendship is still, it's not necessarily a tangible asset, but it's, you know, an asset.
One more quote from the photographer here. Until I hear his side, I guess I won't know what I did wrong. Now, these are just quotes. You know, you don't know what the person's trying to say.
Is this guy just really statist, or is he afraid?
What he did wrong? You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, that's not the question that I would be asking.
Since when is some C student that walks around with a gun, emboldened by the government, suddenly the arbiter of what is right and wrong? Like, I'm not saying the A students should be, but surely the C students should not. I mean, you know, in many cases, police, look, I don't make these rules. I just read them. There was a case where police departments were choosing not to hire people because they had too high of an IQ. One of the reasons that they stated, I didn't state it. One of the reasons they stated was because they don't want people, you know, spending too much time thinking about the orders they're given. They just want them to follow them. It sounds for all the world like the criteria that in Star Wars George Lucas wrote for the stormtroopers. That they were, you know, that they were given sort of mental pliability to be able to work their way around any kind of justification that the Empire gave them. Look, I understand that's hyperbole, but a man did get shot, a cameraman, a journalist. Remember, I'm in the press too, you know, the fourth column here, one of the, what was called by the founders, the fourth branch of government.
Well, that's just insulting. That's not right.
Yeah, it's insulting, but it just goes to show how much of a lie it is. When one of the branches shoots another branch, we don't do anything about it because, well, quite frankly, cops are super citizens, journalists aren't. Now, journalists, by no means, they deserve every deference. I mean, you every news story you read has a mistake in it. Every single one you read has a mistake in it. And if they don't own up to that, then they're, you know, they're just vain and vain individuals that won't admit, you know, that they're wrong. But, you know, and there's something wrong with this story. There's no doubt. I'm just trying to look at this and... I mean, everybody who's listening knows the police officers in the United States shoot more people than they do in any other industrialized country. Why do you think that is? Well, I'm going to go so far as to posit that it might be because we let police officers get away with stuff like this. I bet you this guy's still in the job, just going about his business. He's probably sad that he shot his friend. But, you know, what about those three police officers? The video was just released last week of them shooting another police officer because they thought he went for a gun. He was undercover. They didn't know he was a cop. They didn't figure it out until they got right up there and realized they weren't all worried about shooting that guy until they found out that it was their friend. Now, we know the police officer, we presume the police officer was not going to shoot his friends. But their excuse was that he was going for a gun. We can clearly see that he was not going for a gun, but... we continue to defend these people. You gotta hold people responsible if you want better behavior. I expect that from civilians, and I expect it from law enforcers, too. And I don't think it's a radical opinion. People will say that here on Free Talk Live, we hate the cops.
And someone with radical opinions who hates the cops.
Yeah, you
that's
do.
That's not a radical opinion.
I don't.
And doesn't really indicate hatred of cops.
Yep. Oh, I... looks like somebody called in here at the very end, and I blew it. DJ, I'm sorry, basically. Here, I'll take you for the last 10 seconds. Go ahead. 10 seconds, go.
Oh, it's just interesting how the police seem to treat ownership of a gun as if it itself is a crime. Like, automatically, I'm going to shoot you.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.